This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Happy Monday to you. It is indeed In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, John Lopez, Reginald Attitula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. And in order for us to do that, go ahead and hit us up on the text line, 713-572-4610 at any and all points of the program. We always want you involved with it. Also, we appreciate the MoCam Injury Lawyers for providing us the live streams. Much appreciated there, both on the Twitch chat, Sports Radio 610, or sorry, Twitch is 610 Houston. The YouTube page is Sports Radio 610. Always want you involved in various ways. You mentioned the idea of like that sound of players hitting. And of course, I always call football the car crash sport. And I say that obviously with some regard to the danger and the injuries that could happen within it. But I understand the dichotomy within there when I say the first time that you are sideline, like down on field level during a football game, and you see how fast they're going and you see those collisions, you hear it, you're like, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
This is different. This is different. So that's one of those sounds. As soon as you mentioned, I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Let's get going, because one of those sounds, one of the sounds in sports that was fantastic showed up yesterday for the Astros as they managed to split a series versus the Texas Rangers up there in Arlington. And so they continue, like, not losing a series in this 17 games, 17 days stretch that they have completed thus far. 10 of those games, 6-4 for your Astros to this point. And so, you know, you needed to come up with something special. They did, right? Mm-hmm. And so within that, what else do you need to see from the Astros to know that they're going to make a little run and know that they are some level of legit in your mind? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, they, you know, that we said, I think I said, I'd like to see them go 11-6. Isn't that right?
11-6 is where you said it. I think I said it at 10-7.
Yeah.
And our friend was Lacey on the text line said, no, I need a 12-5. they might need to pick up the pace a little bit for that, especially in their final two series here. But no, man, like they're at least on track to meet my expectations.
Yeah, yours for sure. Mine, they would need to do a little work at Tampa, Seattle, coming up. Tampa tonight, of course. And good
AAA stadium too.
AAA stadium. Good pitching for both those squads. Although Tampa's not, their record's not reflective of it as much. But it's just been so up and down. And we've talked about this, you know, last week and the week before. You know, there's a little bit of unpredictability. Yesterday was, I thought of Milo Hamilton. Usually he said this about defensive plays. He said about defensive plays. But put a blue star by that one. You know, put a blue star by that win. You're getting no hit, man. I mean, you're getting worked. And all
by Jack Leiter, mind you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not too far from being drafted and drafted with high regard, obviously, Al Leiter's kid, but he has not lived up to that kind of hype.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, and still, here he is, what is it, six innings into this thing?
Yep.
And still holding on to that no hitter.
You know, they get a solo home run. And then the next thing you know after that, you got a 3-run home run. From Isak Paredes, and then you just toss it over to the bullpen, and they do their job as they've been doing, by the way, very consistently, and you get the win. Put a blue star by that one, because we would be having an entirely different conversation if they didn't get that thing done, because then all of a sudden you're looking at not winning a series.
Right, you lost a series to the Rangers at that point on the road, and you're a little bit further mm-hmm. from that circumstance. You're at that point, if memory serves.
You'd have five losses.
Right. Yes, in this stretch. Then you'd also be back in, what, third
yeah.
in the AL West, which isn't daunting. But, you know, again, you're trying to find your way into a place where you're right on the tail or mm-hmm. trying to, you know, usurp mm-hmm. the Mariners at the top of the AL West. If you truly want to be some level of contender, as obviously we know the window is there for.
Yeah. So that one was rather large. It was a big win right there. But it did lead to the question of that you just posed. You know, what else do you need to see? Well, you need to see more clutch. They've shown a couple of things, especially Paredes, man. I mean, this guy, he and Jeremy Peña and Jake Myers, they've been the best and most consistent players all along. You need to see more. You know, you're in a situation now where you have a good meaty part of the lineup up top where you can count on some clutch hits, you know, but, you know, and you need to see a little bit more of that. You're also in a position right now where it's not just Hunter Brown that is, you know, consistently throwing it out there. We talk about Fromber's inconsistencies. Look at his last three starts. He's been pretty dang good, time after time. So you need to see more of that. You need to see a little meatier, you know, a little more in the lineup to be able to come up clutch.
He was starting off Monday in the AYO zone. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. No, you're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, yo. No, but you do. You need to see more of that because it's been so inconsistent.
It's funny that you said more clutch because I would go the entire opposite. Like, you're getting a decent amount of clutch, and it's evidenced in some ways by this text that came in from the 713, and I agree with you. Guys, let's be real about this past weekend. Super lucky to come out with the split.
That's one way to put it.
Scored in 4 out of 36 innings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you scored 9 out of the total 11 runs in those innings. And yes, like that is really tough. I think I was joking about it when some of us went to the Astros game on Wednesday
mm-hmm.
In the series prior. And one of the things is like, yo, I think it was the Royals. It was that final game versus the Royals. You get to the sixth inning, you're like, okay, now they're allowed to score. They mm-hmm. don't score early in these games. And that adds a level of pressure to your starting pitching to make sure that, you know, they keep it tight. Or, I mean, even if the pitching does get out of hand, now you're scoring runs late in order to make sure you save your bullpen, mm-hmm. Or at least tax the other team's bullpen, as opposed to, like, actually trying to win this game. I need to see more of the mundane in a way. I don't know if that's exactly the way to term it, but as opposed to, like, getting to these moments where you're like, okay, I have to get exactly this amount of runs. How about getting some runs early and giving those guys some run support, right? How about getting some runs early and building a lead? Yeah. And that's something that it feels like they don't do. They don't get out. I mean, this is a team that notoriously this season has not scored runs in the first inning,
mm-hmm.
talk less of in those early innings just in general. Like, I need to see you guys build something outside of just these moments where it's absolutely necessary, where you're scraping by and just barely beating the buzzer in some ways when it comes to run production.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I really want to see. Like, I want to see them be able to build some innings, be able to put up some crooked numbers in more than just singular innings in stretches. That's more than anything for me. Like, have an offense that's a little bit more consistent rather than one that you can call on in very, very sparse moments. It is nice, though. I will lean on the idea. It's nice that it feels like they do kind of show up in these moments that you need them.
Yeah.
But that has been enough to kind of keep you right around 500, just above it in this space. If you want to be legit,
mm-hmm.
I think you need to be able to be in a place where you are consistent doing that. And honestly, again, this is where we come back to the idea of this stretch, 17 games in 17 days, not to downgrade the difficulty of it, but you're not facing off against the best offenses. And so the idea that you'd be able to find just enough offense in these moments is cool, but you're not going to be able to do that. Like, hell, I mean, here in probably, what, 4 days when you get going against mm-hmm. the Mariners, or 3 days when you get going against the Mariners, I don't know that you can assume that, hey, that just enough is going to happen because the Mariners have actually been hitting something decent this year.
I would agree with you if I think that's a realistic possibility. I think.
Oh, you're out. You're out on that.
No, I think realistically this, I mean, let's be very honest about this season. I think this is a bridge season. I think we're getting to, you know, a good indication. They're not going to be an offensive juggernaut top to bottom, or even top to seven. You know, I don't know if they are. I don't think they are. So what I'm saying is clutch hits. You know, guys that are having good at bats. Maybe they're not having the season they need to, but in moments like that, it's not just Paredes or Myers, or, you know, who's another one, or Peña. But you get some step up, so to speak, from some of these other bats that can be a little more clutch. I mean, do you think that they have it in them to be a 1-7? You know, consistent offense?
I mean, that's a rough question because you start listing some guys off, and in theory, on paper, you should. But some guys have just had rough goals of it to start. Like Yainer Diaz coming out of this is cool, but we know that he can be a little streaky from times. Isak Paredes, obviously, we can talk about how he's found a way to find his level. Christian Walker as well. Jeremy Pena, the step up that he's got. Like, once you start naming some of these guys, you should have enough
to at
least...
baseball card?
You should at least have some of these guys at least to go six, right? And again, I don't need it to be... I would like it to be, but I don't need it to be seven guys that you step up to the plate and the pitcher goes, gosh darn it, right? At least what I do want is you talk about clutch. Find a way to have a group of three guys get you hits at similar times, or at least like, you know, put up extra bases with runners in scoring position or things of that nature where you're actually scoring in earlier portions of the game. I don't know that I'm asking them to be a daunting offense. Thankfully, your pitching has been pretty solid despite injuries that are now coming and ravaging them. Give me a little bit more offensively, because if you're going to be relatively anemic offensively, I don't know what you can expect, because ultimately the game, in its essence, is still about scoring runs.
No, absolutely. But I said bridge season. I don't mean that as an insult. I think you can win this division in a bridge season. I think you can make a little noise with this team transitioning, however you want to put it. If you have some clutch hitting and that kind of pitching, if you can get this out of Hunter Brown and Fromber, and then the back end of the rotation with Abreu of the bullpen with Abreu and Hader, I think you can be pretty good. I think it's a big ask right now for some of the outside of Christian Walker. We keep hoping for him to find something, but
getting the average hitting is a big
average
ask.
Hitting, some clutch hits, and then that pitching in the back end of the bullpen. I think that we're seeing how the formula is played out. It should play out.
And that's, I'm not gonna lie, that's a little scary.
The cardiac Astros.
Yeah, because what that means is for an Astros team that used to have a much wider margin for error, there's not none. There's not any, right? The margin for error is very, very thin. And as we know, baseball is not necessarily one of those sports that allows you to exist in a very tight margin for very much. There's a lot of things that'll pop up. There's IL stints. There's cold stretches. And you've experienced a decent amount of that. All the way through. Hey, you get any update on Yordan?
Is that you read my mind?
Did you get any?
It was May 13th, right? When he was coming off
He was eligible to come off.
what's today's date?
Today is the 19th.
Okay. So May 13th was when he was eligible.
That is right.
And today's the 19th.
Those are correct statements that you have made. Yes.
And so where's he been? How's he been doing?
I don't know.
How long do it take to recover from a broken hand? Possibly.
Oh, all right. There we go. Hey,
I'm just asking.
No, I mean,
how long do it take to recover from a broken hand?
More than a couple weeks.
Yordan would be nice. Getting Yordan back would be nice. There's no question about that.
Somebody said we have a team of Kirk Gibsons at the moment. that's the thing. Ultimately, I'm with you on the idea of, I think that this is a team that can absolutely win this division, which I don't think says much about this division.
No, that's
to be
fine.
Completely honest.
Yeah.
The tough part about it, though, is the mantra that the Astros have given us, kind of the talking points, has not just been a team that wins the division. It's been a team that has a contention window.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we might have a little bit of a difference there in the expectation. And maybe you say it's an unfair expectation, but that's the idea, right? Like, that is at least the stated idea, even if you look up and you go, hey, some of these actions maybe don't necessarily push you towards that space, but... Again, I am pleased thus far with the way that they've been able to navigate this stretch, because it's not easy to not have any breaks in baseball.
Yeah.
The tough thing about it, though, is if I'm trying to extrapolate further, which is what we've been talking about, I'm a little uncomfortable. Although at this point I'm having to lean on hopium, right? What reserves or reinforcements can come through. And then I'm talking about like the health and wellness of this team. And when it comes to the Astros, we all know how fraught that can be.
Well, and again, back to Yordan, just getting him back even next week, for goodness sakes. Even if he doesn't play the rest of this week or into the weekend or whatever, just getting him back at some point, just having that bat and that threat, if he's at all close to healthy, gives you a better look when it comes to some of those clutch hits. He has been Mr. Clutch. He has been one of those guys when healthy. So that's what they need. I think the template is already established for what this team is, and Yordan obviously needs to get back. Cam Smith has been on a little bit of a better run here lately too. By and large, he's had his bad moments for sure, but by and large, he's been a little bit better too. So it's just Just come up with the clutch hits. That's what you are.
Speaking of expectations, where have your expectations gone with Cam Smith? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, early on, we were all riding the roller coaster. We were drinking the Kool-Aid. He was having a fantastic spring. And obviously, there was always the understanding that spring does not necessarily mean regular mm-hmm. season production. And now we are living in the midst of that. Has it shifted for you at all? Are you still in this place where you're looking at the entirety of the lineup and going, this cold stretch probably speaks to all of it as opposed to the individual? Where are you at with
him? I think, you know, it's about what we expected it to be. You know,
is it?
It really is, if you're being realistic. You know, we had high expectations, but we were saying before the season even began, he's going to have a long stretch of, you know, he's going to have a lull. I mean, you know, I know I said it. I know you agreed with me. You know, it's going to happen. There, you know, every rookie player, especially a young one like that, is going to have a stretch. His last nine games, he's batting .310 with a .791 OPS. So he's starting to ramp up a little bit offensively. He might have another bad stretch. He probably will. I'm actually about where I thought he would be. You know, I would be with him. You know, it's going to be up and down.
Yeah. So we're excited to see what it looks like. One of the things I am encouraged by, they got the Rays in this three-game set in Tampa. But remember, it's Steinbrenner Field. And one of the things that I was looking at with Steinbrenner Field, because I remember thinking about this with Sutter Health in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Balls are carrying out mm-hmm. there. And, I mean, they're both top 10 parks when it comes to home runs because mm-hmm. of, like, the profile of it. There's not big stands. Yeah. So once that ball gets up there, that wind has an opportunity to carry it out if it is
indeed
going.
Minor league ballpark, man.
And so maybe that ends up being some level of boon to the offense. Although the one thing I will say, unlike Sutter Health Park, Steinbrenner Field is pretty low when it comes to extra base hits. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not necessarily producing that way, or maybe that's just about playing the Rays. I don't know. But yeah, at the very least, maybe that gives you an opportunity to get mm-hmm. some home runs. And if not, maybe not even if not, we probably need to have more conversations about the thing that Astros fans like talking about, which is the coaching staff as it relates to offense and hitting, because mm-hmm. you're seeing up and down the lineup a little bit of problems there. And I think you guys talked about it on Friday.
Yep.
The, you know, Alex Bregman having these switches mm-hmm. When he went to the Red Sox, them seeing some things in what he is doing at the plate and changing it, and him seeing even more success.
It's pretty mind blowing, to be
right.
honest.
So a little uncomfortable, and maybe this ends up being a little bit of a, I don't know, an additional mm-hmm. data point when it comes to the offense for the Houston Astros. But we'll see what it looks like when they get going tonight versus the Rays in Tampa. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Monday. Coming up next, the 49ers and Brock Purdy had a, you know, they got their deal done when it came to securing the quarterback, getting it paid on the second deal. Do you feel like this is the perfect template for CJ Stroud's future deal? 713-572-4610, let's discuss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Datatula, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. 713-572-4610, how you get involved with us. Do you agree with the assertion that the Brock Purdy extension, 5-year, $265, good for an average annual value of $53 million, is the perfect template for this Houston Texans to CJ Stroud, who, I mean, he's next man up at this point. Offseason.
Right. Yeah.
He is the dude who I think it's very evident that he will sign an extension. I think that he has proven the given, right, mm-hmm. the idea that, hey, he is that guy, he is above whatever the modern quarterback Mendoza line is. Mm-hmm. At one point, I used to call it the Andy Dalton line. I don't know what the current line would be, but he's above that level of talent, whatever it is, where you go, no. Yeah. This is the guy that we keep going with. This is the guy we keep rocking with. And, of course, he's well above that, at least in my eyes, and I imagine mm-hmm. in the eyes of a lot of Houstonians. But you see CJ, or you see Brock Purdy after, you know, going through the literal mystery relevant contract of making pennies on the dollar comparatively to his peers mm-hmm. of starting quarterbacks. He finally gets paid after like what was kind of a tumultuous negotiating process, and he gets 165 guaranteed when it comes 165 million rather guaranteed in the first 3 years, 181 guaranteed overall. And you, Lopez, seem to believe that this is the perfect deal. And I'm like, I don't know how you get this deal, but why do you view it?
Yeah, I was wondering, how did y'all feel about the deal overall? Was it too much money?
For Brock?
Yeah.
I actually quite love the deal for Brock Purdy. Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'll get there, I think one of the things that the kind of ideas that I've stood on and I believe strongly in mm-hmm. is we get thrown off by big numbers. America as a society, we're not good with math. Like we are afraid of math. So when numbers get real big, we get real scared. We get real dicey. And so we all see 53 million. We go, ooh, that's a big number.
Yeah.
I think with the way that the NFL has gone, the numbers are so big, especially for quarterbacks, that I think it's much more helpful to make things percentage of the salary cap
mm-hmm.
When we talk about this, so that we have a better understanding of what that actually means. And at signing, when you talk about the percentage of the salary cap at signing, for any given quarterback, Brock Purdy's percentage was 18.98
mm-hmm.
of this upcoming 2025 salary cap. That is the percentage. That is good for 14th when it comes to percentage of salary cap at signing.
Yeah.
He is below Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. Right? Are you getting the sense of what I'm? He's yeah. below all those quarterbacks, and so I think relative. When it comes to production, because we're out of the range of talking about you yeah. as a Mr. Irrelevant now. You got paid, and you're just a starting quarterback, and you have to deliver on that space. But delivering relative to your contract is actually also going to be a little bit easier here mm-hmm. because it puts him in that place where you're like, just be a top half quarterback, which I think that he is a bar that he can clear without, you know, the idea of who is he playing with and all those things. I think his talent, he's convinced me to a place where he's talented enough to be a top half quarterback, which yeah. is not a high bar to clear. But again, if you make it too high, then you set yourself up for failure.
Right.
And this is why I come back to what your question was, or what your assertion is here, Lopez, the idea that CJ Stroud, and I'm like, if you can get this, sure. But I do not look at CJ Stroud and ask him, can you just be above the top half
of
quarterbacks in the league?
I'm not talking about the dollar figure here. What I'm talking about is how they did this.
Okay.
And that's why I feel like, and I heard the morning guys talking about this, Figgy just asked, how'd you get there? How do you think this is the... No, this is the template. And the reason I say that is what you can do with him, bigger number, you know, a bigger guarantee, but front load the guarantee and spread out the bonus. If they can convince CJ Stroud, and there are incentives for CJ Stroud to do this, and I'll get to that in a little bit. then all of a sudden what you can do is all these other salaries that you're going to have to pay, all these other players that you're going to have to pay, you can afford them a lot easier. Because keep in mind, Brock Purdy right now, through 2020, well, there's only more an $8 million more cap hit for him. And that is very, very friendly.
In this season?
Yeah, in this season. That is very, very friendly. If you can front load it, still give C.J. Stroud the big money, but make the cap hit a little lower up front, then all of a sudden these other salaries you can afford. And there are reasons why there's an incentive for C.J. Stroud to do this. What is the biggest problem right now with the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud? The offensive line.
Sure.
The questions about the offensive line. We don't know what Cam Robinson's going to be in the future or how long he's going to be here.
I don't know how much you want to consider him when it comes to
in the future, at all. Yeah. You know, same thing with a lot of other players.
And that's with all due respect to Cam Robinson, mind you.
And there are players that you have questions. We talked about that. You have questions everywhere on the offensive line. You're going to need to pay some offensive linemen, get some offensive linemen in here. You're going to need to pay, you know, a lot of other players that are, Will Anderson being one, that are coming up. The incentive for C.J. Stroud to do this is he's still going to get his money. He's still going to get a large guarantee. But if you can structure it the way they structured Brock Purdy's contract, the Niners are set. Like, they have gotten all their players. The window is open. They're paying them. They're going to be able to manipulate and work the cap. And I think Fred Warner is the only other one that they still need to
correct.
To pay. If you can front load it, defer bonus money, I think it says a lot to the organization. I think it says a lot to teammates. Like, you can talk about how C.J. Stroud is well-liked all you want, but what talks?
Money. Yeah, money is a proxy for respect.
Yeah.
In all these spaces, and I imagine at your job too.
Yeah.
Right? If you've been at a place for a while and they have not given you a level of an uptick in your pay, at some point you go, these people don't respect me. Right?
Right. Like if you know, you get your money, Figgy, you get your money, Reggie. Obviously, this is a fantasy world, but you know, but
you're damn right it is.
Yeah, I was like, trying to figure out which money you were talking about. You took me out of the game for
but
a second.
But you both leave enough for someone else to also get paid. That says a lot more than you being a great dude and you being a great dude. You
okay.
know what I mean?
How far do you go with that? Because I mean, one of the things that we've established, and I, of course, quarterback is just an entirely different circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far do you go with this? Like, do you end up in the range where you're doing a Patrick Mahomes 10-year deal where now we can do all sorts of cap
absolutely,
situations
yes.
and eventually, you know, come back and do extensions and mess with money and all those types of things? Do you think, one, obviously that seems like mm-hmm. that'd be advantageous, but one, does that necessarily track with what Nick Casario has seemed to do with his team, with his players, mm-hmm. which is actually give them shorter deals mm-hmm. and make it so that they can get back to the table sooner.
Yes, but not at quarterback.
Okay.
But and not at quarterback.
Do you think he goes for that?
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't know if CJ would go for that and his team would go for that.
Here's why he could go for it. Longer-term deal, let's say 10-year deal. No trade clause, just like Purdy.
That's the thing that I've been looking at with this Brock
no
Purdy
No trade
deal.
Clause, just like Purdy. Because you know what that does? That tells Purdy, I'm set. I'm going to get paid. I have control of the entire, you know, situation here. It tells the Niners, and the Niners are actually telling the league, we love this guy, and it gives stability, which is a word that they love to use at NRG, just like anywhere else. Gives stability to the roster. Everybody coming up for a contract knows C.J. Stroud's going to be our quarterback. In San Francisco, they know, better or worse, top half, top third, top five, doesn't matter. Brock Purdy is going to be our quarterback. You got stability. You got the, you know, obviously security of a 10-year deal. You're going to get your money. It's just a matter of how they do the bonuses and defer money and all that other stuff and the guarantee. I think this is the way the Texans need to do it with C.J. Stroud. Forget the 2-3 year deal. That's out the window with C.J. He's going to get a 10-year deal. I mean, I don't see any way they're going to go 6 or 7 with him. They're going to go 10.
Well, this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think in the perfect world, they would like to go 7-10. But I'm just wondering, you know, you got Mo Legueda as the agent.
That's right.
So I'm just kind of curious, is that their plan? Are they down with a 10? Because I haven't seen them go with a 10-year deal.
I think Mo Legueda wants the highest guarantee in history, and he could get that. Just a matter of how you put it together, you know, and where you get the bonus, defer the bonus money, give him a no-trade clause. I think this is the way the Texans have to do it.
Well, that's interesting because when I saw the Brock Purdy deal again, 5-year, 265 on that $53 million average annual value, good for 14th percentage of the cap at signing, right? When I saw that and I saw that he got a no trade clause, he is one of, I believe, 9 quarterbacks who has that. And the thought I had was, is that the cost of waiting, right? Is it that you waited so long that you lost a level of leverage and you were like, here, this is one of the things I can do to sweeten the pot? Or was that just a trade-off for a better number? Because depending on how you view that, not saying that, you know, the league all the way around is going to operate exactly the same from front office to front office, but does that then operate in that way for CJ Stroud? Because that's one of the things you're kind of asserting is put in a no-trade clause and that's fine. Is that something you would want to do? Because the leverage and the, you know, the concerns that causes on the back end can be problematic. And I know in this moment, and I would agree with this thought, CJ Stroud, you're not going to have to worry about no trade clause. We want you here.
Yeah.
But no trade clauses are not necessary until they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And exactly.
Like, circumstance pops up and all of a sudden the no trade clause becomes a nuisance. Is that something that is worthwhile in order to, I don't know, squeeze out a couple extra million or add an extra year on a contract or what have you?
See, I think it's good for both sides. I really do. In this case. I mean, do you think the Texans are envision any scenario in which CJ Stroud won't be their quarterback?
No, but I think that also you have to be careful in just because you don't envision it in that space, like as a, what is the word that our guy Nick Caserio likes using as an actuary for, you know, the situations of the organization, you have to consider worst case scenarios or what have you. And even situations where you still want him, right? Like what happens if you end up in, and I don't think that you get to this place because again, they have showed a willingness to get deals done early rather than late. But what happens if somehow you end up in a place where you're like, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, where they were drawing these things out. And as you did that, you had to add more. You had to give no trade clauses. And then the next time you came around to a deal, that was then leverage that was used to put you in a worse place. In the way that you're trying to make a deal that gives you more flexibility, that in turn on the backside can give you less flexibility. And far be it for me to argue against players. I just wonder from the organization perspective, is that something you give up just to give it up?
Well, I think it's something you give up to make sure you get the right deal for the organization. And that's another part of it. You know, and this is probably the most key thing. if C.J. Stroud proves in 2025 that he is a perfect fit for what they want to do under Nick Caley, then I think that becomes easier.
Well, how much does the Nick Caley fit happen? Because if it goes very well, I imagine Nick Caley not long for this Texans world.
No, but I mean that style, that offense, that system or whatever, because that's the biggest reason Brock Purdy became good to begin with and got this contract secondly. He's a perfect fit for what Shanahan does.
I hear you, but I also think that when it comes to getting paid, I think you draft and you acquire based off of fit. You pay based off of, like, play in a vacuum. Like, how good are you? Because, again, one of the things is once you get paid, and I know that you're trying to manipulate this in a way so that you have maximum maneuverability, but once a quarterback gets paid because of the salary that they command, it makes it harder, and it means that the quarterback is going to have to do more on their lonesome. Thankfully, we've already seen when C.J. Stroud has to do something on his lonesome, he can do a little bit of something. Now, of course, you would like it so that he does not have to. But, yeah, I think that, yeah, you might operate more in a vacuum on what his talent is, which I think that we're
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Like Brock Purdy is a Niner and is getting that money because he's perfect for Shanahan's system.
Well, funny thing about Shanahan, though. I think Shanahan operates with a level of hubris, and I say that without judgment, as all judgment that's due in that instance, where the system is so strong that whoever comes in can run it.
Now, that's fair. You know, because if Caley leaves, like you were talking about, you have to have a certain type of guy that can run that exact same thing. But you already will know that CJ fits that system. And DeMeco is still going to be the head coach. He won't be going anywhere. And and Caserio will still be the GM. He'll bring in a guy that runs that type system. I think that's what really works in this deal.
Either way, I think one thing that feels very evident, CJ's next up, and like there's nothing in your mind that you absolutely need to see in order for that deal to get done. Is there?
Nothing.
Like
nothing.
Is there anything that could take you to a place where you're like, no, I don't want to see that CJ get an extension?
Nothing.
Like outside of like gruesome injuries.
You've heard me say this in the past. I think you could argue CJ Stroud was more impressive this past year than his rookie year.
You have said that.
Yeah. I would say sign him up soon as you can, man. Yeah. Let's get it over with.
So I think we're all in agreement there. Somebody said give CJ a 10-year, $700 million contract with the ability to be flexible. The Chiefs did it right. Mahomes got his bag. And when the team doesn't do a ton to help him, it's the best route.
But see, it was easy for Mahomes to do that because they were winning Super Bowls at that point, man. So he wanted to be there clearly.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering if like his team, CJ's team and CJ himself is thinking like, man, let me see where this organization is going. Especially with the offensive line. Yeah. Like, y'all got rid of my best guy. Let me see what y'all do. I want to protect myself a little bit. So maybe I don't want to commit 10 years.
It's always interesting how, like, what is supposed to be a relationship that is all love turns into a little bit of, there can be a little bit of adversarial nature to it because the money, ultimately trying to get the money right, is a tough situation. Don't envy that situation, but Nick Caserio is about to be, he's next up, right? Like, you're the next guy to figure this out. I'd be very interested to see if he sticks with this general MO of what it's been with giving other guys deals or if it's different just because it's quarterback. Well, we've got an opportunity to see what that looks like, I imagine. Next offseason. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the question of the day, which is inspired by the crowd erupting up there in Arlington when Isak Paredes went yard. What is the best sound in sports? 713-572-4610. Give us your best. We'll talk about it next. All right, let's get into the question of the day here. What is the best sound in sports? 713-572-4610. Because if you are living under a rock, Silver Boot series was first series of the year between these two teams. Took place over the weekend, actually starting Thursday there in Arlington, and the Astros were able to sneak out with a split as opposed to losing the series. And it was in large part because Isak Paredes stepped up to the plate. Remember, on the road technically, and it sounded like this.
1-1 pitch, and that's in the air left field. Langford angling back near the corner to the wall. Leaps up. Did he get it? He did not.
Is that a home game?
Three-run shot for Isak Paredes.
Who? Can you give me that one? What do you call Isak Paredes?
A three-run shot for Isak Paredes.
Isak.
Got a T in there. He called Yandy Diaz. If you're unfamiliar, can I do a little tangent here?
Let's go.
If you don't mind. Yeah. Again, send in your best sound in sports. Because Lopez was looking at that one like, oh, making
that's awesome.
Making it sound like a home game on the road has got to be fun, especially for against rivals. But Roku, this game was exclusive on Roku, so if you couldn't find it, that's what it was. Roku Sports Channel. What they've been doing, they have this, what is it, Sunday leadoff game that they have now as part of their package or what have you with baseball. And it started last week. This was the second one that they did. And apparently what the formula is for the broadcast team, they don't hire out their own broadcast team. They do a little bit of a Frankenstein's monster where they take one of the broadcasters from one of the teams, one of the broadcasters from the other teams, and put them together. So in that series, in that that particular game on Sunday, what you had Blummer, right, from obviously Space City Home Network. You also had Julie Morales as your sideline reporter. But the play-by-play was Dave Raymond, who was on the TV call for the Rangers. And Buddy, he did not have none of the names right. I really hate that they did this.
Used to be the Astros guy.
That was like
a long time
2000,
ago.
2000, right in that area.
Yeah.
That was very, very uncomfortable, and that's the reason why I don't like it. The level of comfort that should be there in a broadcast booth is entirely wrong. I understand the idea is, hey, now we have a little bit of home from both sides, but it don't work out like that. It almost feels like there's a little bit of tension in that booth that I don't like. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm supposed to be watching a baseball game.
That's what
game
make
right
it
now.
Good.
Oh yeah. Controversy. So this became we always do stuff like this in the family text. After that, the crack of the bat obviously was one. The home crowd, turning a road stadium into a home game.
Yeah, man.
Like we just heard. My entries were this, and one of them is coming this Sunday. After they say, gentlemen, start your engines at the Indy 500, and all 33 cars are on pit road, and they just, whoo, and they all start revving and all that, and they start pumping the gas. That, to me, is an awesome sound. Like, just an awesome, awesome sound. The other one is huge championship fight. You know, whether it's, like, even back in the day, like Tyson and De La Hoya.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like a huge... And right before after all the hype, all the talk, the weigh in, the stare downs, and all that, the walk ins, the music, you just hear ding, 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 you know, the ringside bell. And it's like,
and we're off to races.
I used to get like, obviously, I've been able to cover some of these, and I used to get like literal like shivers up my spine.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, like, okay, now it's on. Now it's on.
What's funny is one of the ones that I thought of was when it comes to boxing, and maybe I'm some level of masochist because a few of these that I've thought about are like, pain being induced, but you talked about boxing. It's that little the feeling of the air escaping
body
from
shots.
That from body that
shots.
Body shot.
That's a good one.
Yeah, man, you hear that and the dude that is wild to me, and I'm still looking forward to like being ringside at one of those types of boxing match where you can really get a feel for it. But even just with the broadcast, especially as we've gotten more and more mics, hearing the times where you can hear how hard they hitting. It's just insane to me. And I guess in the same way, I was talking about this earlier with you guys, the idea of being on the sideline or being down field level during a football game where you can actually see like really how fast this is and you can hear how hard that hit is. It is sick, but also kind of like awe-inspiring in a very, very weird way.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. I'm going to be all over the place, to be honest. So we got training camp coming up. I want to say it's in June, sometime in
July.
July. Yeah. Just hearing the horns when it's time to move on.
That period is over.
Yeah. Like, I love that sound. Same thing kind of when you, like, watching basketball, like Olympics basketball, and just their, like, with substitution sound. Like, I like that better than the NBA's one.
Yeah.
It's a little higher pitch.
But how about the buzzer for a buzzer beater though? Does it still hit that same, or do you just like that different sound?
Yeah. I think I just like that different sound. Like, to me, that's like, oh, this is international basketball right here. And then the other ones, I don't even know if this count, but when you go to stadiums and you know, whenever it's like a football game, it's third down. They always had, some of them had like the Undertaker.
Third down,
NRG, third down, and it's playing the Undertaker thing.
Yeah.
And then I think in Buffalo, they do the train horn whenever it's third down. I want to say the Broncos, they do
That's pretty good. Why you got that in your bag?
I know. You better watch out, Coats Nation.
Yeah.
My son, you brought up a really good one. It's the no sound. It's the total silence after, usually in track or swimming, after they say, take your mark. And it's like 15,000 people, just 50,000 people, whatever it is. Just
I hadn't thought about track right before that starter pistol go off.
When they go up and they're in their stance and it's just total silence. Like, that is awesome.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There's a lot of things coming in here on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610. Someone said a pop. This is Chuck. pop of the mitt when a pitcher is throwing a bullpen, or just like I think just generally when you hear that good snap in there. Somebody also mentioned like best out is just the uproar after a big shot or a play. I like this one. Monica Seles grunting, but just tennis players grunting in general is a really funny one. And that takes me to a place where I start thinking of like just the exclamations that happen in various sports. You guys know that this is a problem for me. I very much do. And this is actually specifically because of Draymond, like the yelling, when you get fouled or whatever. Yeah. I do that at my house. I know my neighbors hate me. And then on top of that, just like the ways in which players will kind of like exclaim as they're trying to draw a foul, with just like, hey, because now I just do that. I started saying it ironically, and now I just do that. Or also, if you go to Carmelo Anthony, where he's like, F out of here, I got it. Every time you get a rebound, hilarious to me.
Yeah, I do like talking about boxing. I do like when it's the last 10 seconds and you hear that.
Oh, yeah, the like, little click.
Yeah, it sounds like a pool stick, like hitting the table.
Yeah.
Like the 10-second warning.
Yeah, it's a piece of wood.
That's exactly what, I love that sound.
My wife said, and she used to be a bigger tennis fan, but just a tennis, not the grunt, like the whack of a well-struck tennis ball on the racket. That's a good sound right there.
Speaking of well-struck, we kind of buried the lead on one of the best ones, which is just the crack of the bat, especially for certain players. Mm-hmm. Like, I immediately go to thinking of, and this is more recent, obviously, but Shohei Ohtani, when you know he got it, you can hear that he got it in a way that is crazy. You're just like, oh, wow. It sounded like somebody, you know, just got shot in a way. Like, that was wild from the 713. The puck hitting the post, like hitting the pipes in a way. That's always
or
a good
doink
one.
In the NFL.
Yes,
off the upright.
Yes,
that thing is loud.
Yeah,
that thing is really loud. I also got when the horses coming down the back stretch, the front stretch, like in the Kentucky. You hear the
where you literally hear
the hooves hitting the
ground. Yes, from the 832, absolutely missed the way the Marv Albert used to scream yes after a big bucket, or you could go with Mike Breen with the bang.
How about with the dagger?
With the dagger is a good one. Yeah.
With the dagger.
From the 832, the sound a defensive end makes when he knocks the helmet off a running back behind the line of scrimmage, a la Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, that's tough. There's all sorts of these. Keep those coming in, man. I feel like just the visceral sounds that you get in sports are some of the best.
The drag screaming on a reel when you have a big redfish on and it goes zzz. It takes the line off the reel.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know nothing about that.
That's heaven.
Yeah. Someone said the when the glass breaks when Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. I have a friend that literally lost his voice screaming when one of those happened unexpectedly. Just the pop that happened was wild. There you go. Somebody said the sound of wheels of a skateboard rolling on a half pipe. Okay, I see.
Hey, I'm good with that.
I feel you. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Keep those coming. On the text line. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including this particular feat that could happen with the schedule. The LA Rams have a chance to do it. Do you believe in them? 713-572-4610. I'll tell you what that is and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.